time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Another weekly update, Shane Mast, looking at information. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about how things are looking right now and some of the current data that's out there for folks.
Absolutely. So the big thing that's all over the news right now is the government announced June inflation numbers yesterday. We've been talking about that and waiting. It was 8.6 back in May, which was higher than expected. People thought we're going to be, all these experts were saying 8.8, 8.7. The announcement came out yesterday, 9.1% inflation for June. So that's a little higher than we were hoping and expecting. Therefore, if you've been following, what that probably means is interest rates are going up again. So right now they're about 5.77%, which is actually fairly low compared to the last month. But they are expected, the Fed, the last time in May, they announced it on a Thursday, the inflation numbers, and the Fed met the very next Tuesday. This time we have a little bit of a lull between that. The Federal Reserve, who sets the interest rates that the banks, the rate the loan banks loan at, they don't meet until July 27th. So we actually have 2 weeks before they're going to decide how high they're going to raise the interest rate. Now, the banks can raise them in anticipation of that, but so far they haven't. And it's been over 24 hours since they made that announcement. So that's kind of interesting that they're still at 5.7. We don't know where they're heading, but we know they're not going down. So if you are in the market for a house right now, you're looking at houses and you see the one you want, and you get an offer accepted, I would talk to your lender about locking that rate, because it's not going down. I would lock it right now. It's probably the best rate you're going to get, at least for the next 30 days. And probably more like, because after the June or July meeting of the Fed, they don't meet again until September. So it's probably going to be the, right now is the best rate you're going to get until September.
Wow. So how's the reaction been from people, some of your clients, buyers and sellers, as that news came out?
Well, we talked about it a lot yesterday with several clients. Every buyer I have, I called and let them know what was going on with the interest rates. In fact, I got a new buyer yesterday that called me and wanted to start looking. I explained everything. I know it's a lot, especially because this particular buyer hadn't been really following any of this, so he didn't know that any of this was going on. So I started from the beginning about where we were at in January and where we're at now. And like we talked about last week, I have that little acronym, SAT, stability, affordability, and term, which actually I changed to time because it's easier. So, and he has a stable job, so that's the S. He knows what budget he can afford, so what he can buy, and T, time. He does plan on staying there long term, so he's a good candidate to buy right now.
So with some of the information out there, how do you see this shifting, or is there a lot of uncertainty right now?
A lot of uncertainty, but the stats for May just came out. Here's a mind-blowing statistic. This one is a national statistic. 60,000 people that had houses under contract canceled them in June. That's about 14% of all deals in the United States. So 14% of them decided, you know, they got an accepted offer by a seller and then just for some reason the deal terminated. That doesn't happen very often. It used to happen maybe 5% of the time, probably less than that, but at 14%, that's a pretty high clip of people terminating. So that's the reaction that a lot of people across the United States are having right now, is the uncertainty is just too much, and perhaps they didn't lock their rate in time, and maybe they were at a 5.2 and then it went up to a 5.7 by the time they locked it and they couldn't no longer afford it. There's a lot of different reasons why you terminate. So, you know, so most deals before the interest rate were terminated because of repair negotiations. So they would go and get an inspection on the house You know, they usually have 2 to 3 weeks to do this. When you have a house under contract, you're not locked in that you have to buy it just because they have an accepted offer. You get to go inspect the house and make sure that everything is up to your standards. And if it's not, you can ask the seller to make some repairs. And if the seller and buyer cannot come to terms on repairs, the deal gets terminated. The buyer gets their earnest money. Seller puts the house back on the market.
So looking at the situation right now, what do you see going forward? Because it is summertime, which is traditionally a very busy time.
Right. You'd think so. That's a great question, because the stats for June. So let's talk about that real quick. So pending sales in Douglas County, we're not talking about national anymore, decreased 30%. We had 141 pending sales. That is a leading indicator of what the market's doing. That is when a seller accepts an offer from a buyer. Only had 141 accepted offers or pending sales in June, compared to 201 last June. So that's a 30% decline. They decreased 20% from May. In May, we had 176 accepted pending sales, and again, only 141 in June. And like you said, usually June is our best month. It's like when people get out of school, people start searching. The weather's not too hot. It's not raining. It's perfect home buying weather. It doesn't get dark till 9:30, so there's lots of time to look at properties. So that is a low number, 141 sales. We also we closed 152 sales in June compared to last June, 171. That's 11% decline. But closed sales are what we call a lagging indicator, because closed sales really tell you what your market was like 2 months ago. So the things that are closed in June went pending in April and May. So that's how many went pending and went all the way through to close, was an 11% decline. I'm thinking July, when those numbers come out, it's going to be even lower. We're getting about 30 to 35 pendings a week. And last year at this time, we were getting about 70. So it's definitely been a change. And it's because a lot of the new listings from a year ago is almost exactly the same. So it's not like we're getting tons of listings, and that's why we're this is happening. We're just getting fewer buyers. So there's more inventory, just less buyers that are able to afford right now because of the interest rates.
Do you think some people have just kind of parked their search on the side for a little bit?
Absolutely. A lot of people have, especially people that are a lot of people that have homes that they need to sell and they don't have perhaps the equity that they thought, or they're sitting on a 2.9% interest and they don't want to sell that and go into a 5.7 on their purchase.
Wow. This is certainly an interesting time, and it really brings up the point of working with professionals. Like you mentioned, having a client who wasn't aware of the shifting in the interest rates, to be working with you folks who are aware of all this, so that whether you're buying or selling, you get to get solid advice.
Absolutely. And we've actually doubled down on our training. We're now doing about 20 hours of training every month. We were doing about 12, and now we're up to 20 hours. We have 5 courses a week that we are doing, and most of it is on our changing market, just so that we can keep up with all this craziness and pass it on to our clients. And you have to remember, a realtor is only required to have 15 hours of training a year, and we're doing 20 hours a month now because we think it's just super important to stay ahead of all of this information.
So how do people contact you?
Yeah, Google us at Oregon Life Homes, or you can give us a call at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on.
Thank you.